The Super Bowl itself has become an incredibly festive environment. It's a celebration. Even non-football fans look forward to the Super Bowl. Pastors evolve their schedules, their scheduled sermons, for crying out loud, around NFL schedules. They don't even be thinking about bothering anybody Super Bowl Sunday. And considering the popularity of the National Football League, that's what the hell a president's going to do. You can't shove all of that aside for a day. You're going to sit up there and threaten the rain on the NFL's parade. You know there's got to be an angle to this. You know there's got to be an angle to this. I'm going to say it. I don't know about anybody else. I'm going to say this BS. Seriously. Super Bowl Sunday, where everybody and their mother is going to be in front of their television sets at sports bars and beyond, certainly at the Super Bowl location, you're going to deploy ICE agents. By the way, it's going to be in California, who's already sued the Trump administration for ICE agents being there, for the National Guard being there, for the U.S. Marines being deployed there, supposedly to protect federal property. You got Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, basically passing laws so ICE agents can be exposed. Now, I'm not somebody here that's looking at people who are doing their jobs. And if you're an ICE agent, you have a job to do. And if you've been given instructions to locate illegal migrants entering this country and stuff like that, I understand. I don't want any harm to come to any ICE agents or anything like that. But I don't have a problem with you not being able to mask yourself, with you being seen. If law enforcement officers, if police officers, if FBI agents and others have to identify themselves when they're engaging in law enforcement, why the hell should you be any different than an ICE agent? Again, I'm not advocating any harm or any negativity to come in the way of an ICE agent. They're just doing their job. They're just following orders. But I do believe that Gavin Newsom is right when he says you shouldn't be allowed to mask yourself and walk around with the ability to not identify yourself while arresting people and taking them into custody. No, you got a right to know who the hell is taking you. I definitely agree with that. But having said all of that, this ain't about the Department of Homeland Security. This ain't about ICE. If this happens, this is about Donald Trump. This is about Donald Trump. Now, I told you I'm going to be fair. But I'm telling you, this sucks. And this harkens me back to what I said to y'all on many, many freaking occasions in the past. I get sick and tired of the president walking around like, when it comes to the National Football League, there are not ulterior motives. I'm going to remind everybody of what I've said on many occasions on national television. In 2014, Donald Trump, before he ran for the president, called yours truly. He called me. Because Donald Trump wanted to acquire ownership of the Buffalo Bills, who was on the market, and the price tag was about $1.4 billion. At that time, according to my sources in the National Football League, Donald Trump had $1.1 billion. He was about $300 million short. He wanted ownership of the team. And he said to yours truly, Stephen A. Smith, talking about NFL owners, its board of governors essentially, if those MFers get in my way and prevent me from acquiring ownership of this team, I'm going to get them all back. I'm going to run for president. And sure enough, more than a year later, it's exactly what he did, coming down those escalators. And ever since then, he's been hell on wheels ever since. Colin Kaepernick's situation comes up. Fine. He's going to politicize it, hijacks the narrative, and turns it into an issue about patriotism. Owners locking arms and taking a knee when he talked about firing all of their asses. Then the NFL league owners being offended by it. Even Jerry Jones took a knee on the football field. Donald Trump still kept coming. The Washington Commanders and their owner, Josh Harris, looking to purchase or looking to build a new stadium in the nation's capital. Trump, who has no jurisdiction over that, because of something former President Biden put in the law, basically giving the team and the city, D.C., a 99-year lease. Donald Trump still said, change the name back to the Washington Redskins, or I'm going to get in the way. Ingratiating himself in the stuff that's minuscule, that has nothing to do with running the country. And now here he is, of all the times to mess with this, you're going to pick the Super Bowl? We got to look into this and what's going on. You know, I didn't want to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, people have their thoughts about the Epstein files. That's what they keep bringing up, Donald Trump and the Epstein files. You know, you got MAGA right that wants those files revealed. You got folks on the Democratic side siding with some of these folks on the right wanting to know more about the Epstein files. You got court orders coming down involving the stuff, whatever. I'm starting to notice that. Let's make noise if you're the administration. Let's make, ever since the Epstein file became a big deal, let's make noise about every damn thing. Is it an evasive tactic? Is it a distractionary measure? I don't know. I don't like talking about it. I ain't about to talk about it. But I don't appreciate reading this story about how the Super Bowl may basically be infiltrated. How the hell are we supposed to, how is America supposed to enjoy the Super Bowl? That's the number one event in this country. How the hell is America supposed to enjoy the Super Bowl? And we got reports that's going down the pike that's not going to dissipate, by the way. It's only going to build momentum. And we're going to sit over here over the next few months, the NFL no doubt doing the same, worried that the greatest event in American sports right now is threatening to be contaminated by the Department of Homeland Security, who's going to deploy ICE agents. So anybody that isn't American, look like one, may not have a name that sounds like one, because it's all going to be subjective according to ICE agents, right? You're going to go to the Super Bowl in the state of California, no less, a sanctuary state. And you're going to plan on deploying ICE agents to the Super Bowl to essentially arrest migrants for the purposes of deportation on Super Bowl Sunday, if not Super Bowl week. This is low. This is freaking low. It's un-American. I'll say it, it's un-American. There's a time and a place for everything. When Donald Trump is right, I'll say so. When Donald Trump is excoriated for no good reason, I'll say so. But when he's wrong, I'm gonna say that too. And there's millions upon millions. The number I counted yesterday on my political show, over 46 million citizens in this country, migrants in this country, most of whom are here legally. And this is the number one sporting event in our country. And Donald Trump and the Department of Homeland Security is now threatening to smear it all by contemplating, if not flat out planning, to deploy ICE agents to the Super Bowl. If there was ever a time that collectively as American citizens, we stand up and say, oh, hell to the no, this is one of them. This is one of them. You here legally? Okay, you gonna that happens. And ICE agents, that they got a job to do. But when you're going to a place like the Super Bowl. It's bad enough you was willing to go, you had the authority to go into churches and homes and all of this other stuff. That's bad enough. Now you talk about going to the Super Bowl, and what you're going to do just to look at them and say, oh, that guy looks Hispanic. That woman looks Hispanic. She doesn't look American. What's your name? Show me some ID. At the Super Bowl?